Welcome to the Predictable Revenue Podcast, where frontline sales leaders teach you how to build and scale an outbound sales team. Welcome back, everybody. Our next guest has closed over 15 customers through conferences without dropping massive dollars on sponsorships. Today, I'm joined by Yusuf Khatib, the VP of Sales at VanHack. Now, Yusuf, you're based in, you're in Romania, right? Right now, you're in Bucharest.
Yes, I am.
But you're actually from Edmonton.
I am from Edmonton, Canada, yes. Proudly born and raised in Canada.
We'll try not to hold the Edmonton against you.
Yes.
Said the guy that was also born in Edmonton. Anyway.
Yeah, who was also born in Lethbridge, but we'll let that one go.
Yeah. Anyway, so the meat of this article, of the episode here, really we're going to talk about all the great things that you guys do to help close deals without spending a ton of money on going to all these massive, or investing hundreds of thousands of dollars in conferences. Can we maybe start with just a high level of some of the metrics that if people listen to the rest of the episode, you know, that they might expect if they try and replicate what you guys are doing?
Yeah, for sure, Colin. And thanks for having us on here. I think one of the key things here is that conferences, startups, or larger companies, they're a necessary evil, right? And so a lot of times companies will reach out and try to figure out, should they be investing in conferences? And, you know, we have that same question all the time as well. But we've been running the strategy now, and over the last conference, for example, what we were able to do was gather 16 new clients, with an investment of about $3,000 in attending the conference, which led us to about $60,000 of closed business and $250,000 added to our pipeline over the next 90 days, and that was without having a booth there and having any sponsorships.
I'm not worthy. That's amazing. So, walk me through your process. Where do you guys start?
So the key place for us to start is to target the right type of conferences. We want to hang out where our customers are going to be hanging out as well. So we start off with a list of the conferences that we wanted to attend, kind of our dream list. It's just a Google Doc sheet. We're constantly adding to it as we go. From there, once we've decided which conference we will be attending, we put together a list, and usually the list is after we've registered. There's usually an attendee list of some sort.
Gotcha.
That comes in there.
Just going back a step, where do you find all these lists of conferences?
Just searching for them. Sometimes we'll use a VA, or we'll just constantly keep an eye out for conferences that are out there. We also do it by country. So, folks will say, okay, what are the conferences coming up in Canada? What are the conferences coming up in Germany and Europe, wherever we have people stationed kind of right now?
Gotcha. And you guys are you looking for any specific type of conference?
Well, we want to, the main focus for us is going to be with HR professionals and so on. But, we found that by going out to the startup conferences, our kind of two buyer personas per se would be HR and would be founders and CEOs. And so wherever we can find them, so startup conferences usually work really well for us.
Gotcha. And so are you going to some of those general HR conferences as well?
Yeah, we're going to be headed out to a couple of the HR tech summits that are happening here in the next quarter.
Awesome. And so once you've got your big list, right? And I think you mentioned that you sort of have a 3-month plan of the conferences you want to get to.
Yes. Yeah. So we have that big list, and then we scoot it down into the ones that we're for sure we're going to go to. We try to be strategic about it too. If we can hit a couple conferences close by, we're going to do that as well. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, we're all about ROI, right? So we want to save as much money as we can and make some money along the way.
Totally. So where do you get these magical, mythical attendee lists?
So a lot of the conferences, we've been fortunate so far that a lot of the conferences actually put the attendee list in there once you buy a ticket. That's the first place they'll release that. The second place they'll do it is, sometimes we'll have an app for the conference. If it's released early enough, we'll actually hack the app a bit in terms of just going through there, finding out the right people that we want to be connecting with, and we'll create a list out of that.
So what do you mean by hack? Are you going in there with sudo and just sort of scraping?
No, we're not gonna scrape it. We have some scraping tools as well for just websites, but one was developed internally. But for the apps itself, it's just sitting there and just doing some good old roll up your sleeves and put together a Google Sheet. So we'll use a VA for that, or we'll use someone from our lead generation team.
Gotcha. What's the rough cost to sort of get that done?
Incredibly cheap. You know, we found some great people that we've been working with. So, you know, we have a few people on our team right now that are probably around the, I'd say around the 500 euros a month mark.
Gotcha.
At maximum.
That's awesome. That's amazing. And you're doing multiple lists a month with them, I'm assuming.
Yes. I'm also, just to add to that, I'm also based here in Bucharest in Romania, so I have access to some amazing people. And then just the cost of capital out here is a little bit more competitive than it would be back in Canada.
Yeah, or even the Valley.
Of course, yes.
Perfect. So once you've gone through and you've scraped, what's the... I think lots of us have probably ran these sort of like pre-conference campaigns. Hey, I'm gonna be at the show. Come by my booth. Yada yada yada. And I haven't closed 16 clients, 16 new customers at a conference. Yeah. Tell me your secrets, O Wise One. What are you doing differently that I am doing so wrong?
Yeah. So one of the things that, you know, we first want to focus on is that we're not actually doing these lists or this outreach to close business. I mean, that's what we want to happen, but our first intention is actually to network. We want to build our network. And, you know, as we're building that network, it's not so much about who we can close. It's also about who can we meet that can introduce us to 10 more people. And so we really go in our messaging, and I can share some of our messaging with you, is really just to meet and introduce ourselves. You know, we find out what they're doing. They find out what we're doing. And at that point, you know, we even try to help some of the people at the conference to find what they're looking for.
How very kind-hearted of you. What a very
Canadian thing. A very Canadian thing, yeah.
Yeah. So do you want to show us let's start with the messaging then. Let's sort of dive in. Can you walk me through sort of what that looks like?
Sure. I'm just going to share my screen here.
Cool. And for the people that are listening to the audio version, I'll include a link to Yusuf's slides. There's just three slides, and he's got a couple of the templates that that we pulled together for this. There.
Perfect. So, you know, this was an example of one of them. This is the first email that we would send out. So, you know, we find out that, you know, I understand you'll be attending the next web conference. I'd like to meet with you for a few minutes and introduce ourselves. I'm the CEO of Antpac. I obviously am not, but this is what our CEO sent out. And the key line is that we're always looking to network with great people. So we tell them a really small snippet about ourselves, and then just let us know what's the best way to meet at the conference. When we sat down and wrote this, we wrote this as if we were writing this to one person. We want to meet one person there, and then we scaled it up to sending it out to the few hundred that we did.
Gotcha.
Did you want me to show you the second one?
Yeah, let's see it.
Yeah. So once again, like, you know, we're not trying to close anyone here. We're trying to close a meeting. Do we want to meet that person? So our second message is so brilliant. It's massively just the best copywriting I've ever done. And it says, will you have a few minutes to meet next week at the conference? It goes out 3 days later, and that's it. It's one line. So, you know, and I included this as well. Just to say, because one of the really cool parts about what's happens is sometimes people can't meet at the conference, but they still want to meet, and which is just great. And so we end up getting responses like this.
That's awesome. So how many of these types of follow-ups are you sending, and when do you send them?
We do it as close as possible to the conference. That's what we've done so far. So yep. Within a week of the conference. So we'll send it about
the first initial goes out?
Yeah. So the initial will go out a week before. We'll send out a second email about 3 days after that. And then either the day before or the morning of, we'll send the final email. So we do a three email sequence on it.
Gotcha. And can you walk me through some of your metrics on the like response rates and things like that?
Yeah, so I wish I had metrics like this for all of my email campaigns that I did. But, you know, it's been just amazing. When I saw this number the first time, like we've done this before, and it was just mind-blowing. So we've gotten close to 86% open rates on what we're doing. You know, we'll get like about a 40% reply rate and so on. So on the last conference that we did, we contacted 524 people. 197 of them replied, which led us to having 60 meetings set. So we had 60 meetings set, 15-minute conversations. Yeah. Of the 60 that, you know, were actually set, we ended up seeing about 40 of them. And the other 20 just, you know, things happen and people get busy. And but that led to 16 new clients for us.
Wow.
And now the other really cool thing that happened as well, though, is not only did we get to 16 new clients, but we actually got 4 clients that didn't come to the conference, but people just internally forwarded our email and said, you know what, you really need to talk to this person about this. And like I said, it wasn't our intention to right away close them, but that's just because we gave them a tiny blurb about ourselves, you know, that it led to the right person.
That's phenomenal. And so total closed out of this one conference is 60K?
Yes.
250K pipeline, and you spent $3,000.
Right. And it just, like I said, it goes back to that. I know conferences are a necessary evil, but, you know, I feel bad for startups sometimes when they're, you know, I mean, conferences are great. I'm not here to, you know, say anything bad about people who organize conferences, but, you know, startups, they're always trying to figure out where they got to put their money in, and it's, they know they have to be there, but spending $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 or $20,000 to be a silver sponsor, you know, sometimes it's just a bit mind blowing if you're not going to get the return out of it.
I talked to a couple of people that they've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on booths, and I'm like, well, what's our ROI? Are you getting out of that? And they're a little bit sort of fuzzy on the math.
Right.
It sort of blows my mind a little bit.
Yeah. You know, I remember doing that at another company, and we spent $55,000 to be, you know, there for a couple of days, and it led to some great relationships, but just not this direct. I mean, this way I know, you know, that I have a plan in place that's going to work to get us a proper ROI out of it. Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. That's, I'm sort of comparing to our numbers when we were at Saster from this year. And I actually just published a piece back in August 10th, actually the week before. So August 3rd, we pushed that out on my LinkedIn and on the Predictable Revenue blog. And we had actually probably we probably had some more conversations. We probably had 60, I don't want to say the numbers because I don't know them off the top of my head, but we'll say similar numbers in terms of initial conversations. We had probably a few more, like a lot of our conversations were really high level. We went like deep into our discovery docs. And we actually, the way we did it at the conference we basically printed it out onto a card. Mm-hmm. There's 2 blog posts on our blog that actually outline that whole process. But I think we probably spent easily 10 times what you guys did.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, I don't want to say this for sure, but I literally don't ever want to spend money again on a sponsorship, you know, knowing this, it would really have to make a lot of sense for us to do. And there will be times that we will do that. But I just want to reiterate that, you know, the key here is really just to meet them. And then you can talk to them face to face and do that and really have that conversation, not so much to try to close them in that email that they're doing. So, you know, we met with a few people who said that to us. They said, yeah, you know, because you just wanted to meet type of thing. And we ended up doing business with them. But the key here is to network first, mm-hmm. As opposed to just going and try to, you know, go after them right away.
So when you, like, let's say you reach out to me at a conference and I'm like, yeah, sure, let's meet. We end up meeting, we're standing there, you know, in the expo area next to all these sponsor booths. What does that conversation look like? Hi, Colin.
Hagon. Yeah, let's do a little. I mean, I would have found out a little bit about you, and I would have said, so, you know, I would have found out, I'm going to make some small talk. I'm going to find out, is this your first time in Germany? Is this your first time in, you know, Vancouver or whatever? And I'm going to find out, and I'm going to ask you how the conference is going for you. And, you know, one of the main questions that we ask is, did you find what you were looking for? Mm-hmm. And, you know, they'll tell us, yeah, they might. And I said, well, what are you looking for? Tell us a little bit about, maybe we've been across someone. And at that point, if we've asked them something like, you know, that makes sense, that, you know, where they've, you know, we've been able to help them find something, or we can connect them to someone, we're going to say, hey, I mean, we just had 60 meetings, right? There's got to be someone we can connect them to. And so we're, you know, we'll ask them, and then automatically it's the law of, yeah, I can never say this word properly, but it's the law of reciprocity, right?
There you go.
And there we go. And they're going to say, well, what can I help you with? And then we'll tell them. And that's really what our conversation looks like.
I would like some money from you, please.
Yes, exactly. I want an introduction to whoever signs the contract. But yeah.
Really, it's the person. It's not the contract that it matters that so much to me. It's the person that like approves the transfer to go into my bank account.
Exactly right. Yeah. But it's been good. I mean, and we had situations where people, because we were taking that approach, and it's not an approach, you can train people to not be salesy, but that's, don't train them to, that's another sales tactic, right? Mm. This is just networking at its best. We had people who would point us out because we met them, because we told them, hey, we can help you with this. And we would be walking by, and then the guy, you know, I remember one gentleman, he had that awesome English accent. He was like, Yusuf, Yusuf, come here. You've got to meet this person. Oh. And then there was like, have you met Yusuf, or have you met Ilya? And, you know, have you met Stephanie? And then boom, we've got another introduction for us.
And that's powerful. When you're able to sort of help and connect with people, and they sort of sense that now, they feel the, like, you're not some salesperson that just wants to show you the demo. You're a real human being that's there to help, that wants to try and, that has a genuine interest in trying to connect them with and help them sort of achieve their goal at the conference.
Yeah. I mean, you and I both know this, Colin, we're constantly, whether we're ever at, there's this huge debate on all the time, right? There's the, oh, there's cold calling is dead, and, you know, so cold emailing is dead, and so on. And everyone always talks about social selling. Well, mm-hmm. Social selling isn't just sitting on your phone and connecting with a bunch of people on LinkedIn. When you're in a group of 30 people, you can social sell there,
yeah,
without ever touching your phone. Right. I mean, it's just, it's like we forgot what networking and social was when it's offline. Right. And that's really what this is.
Awesome. Just the sort of offline version of yeah, the things that you guys should be doing anyway.
Right.
I love it. So I imagine you don't, I'm blown away by, you know, meeting, well, booking 60 meetings, 40 people showing up. That's a pretty high hold rate for any sort of meeting. That you're not doing like massive amount of follow-ups to. What, you must not even actually attend the conference or see any of the talks. You must just spend your whole time in the hallway networking, hey?
Yeah, that was basically a lot of what we're doing. There was a couple of key people that we wanted to meet, and so we would attend their talks to try to make sure we had stuff to talk to them about.
Yeah.
But we really, we didn't attend anything, to be completely honest. I mean, we were there for one reason. People came there to network, or came there for, because they wanted to be at the conference, and we, you know, we wanted to meet them. So yeah, I can't remember one talk. I remember 5 minutes of a talk I went to, and that's about it.
Just so you can say, hey, I really like this one piece, instead of I really liked your talk. Oh, what'd you like about it? The middle part?
Yeah. Your hair looked really great on stage.
Yeah, you say that to like Seth Godin. It's like,
yeah.
So 40 meetings at the conference, what happens to those 20 people that that you didn't meet or anybody that didn't respond back sort of post-conference?
So we followed up. I mean, we know the fortune is in the follow-up, and, you know, we followed up with the guys that we didn't meet. And we also sent messages back then, and we're still continuing to work on those, which has led to more meetings, mm-hmm. of people who, you know, responded, but we couldn't connect with them. So, you know, we sent a simple message saying, hey, sorry, we couldn't connect at the conference. Do you think we could have a quick introduction call here?
How do you make, so, and how many follow-ups do you send post-conference?
So on the post conference, we only send a couple.
Okay.
We didn't want to, you know, at that point, if they weren't, you know, willing to meet us there, then the chances afterwards are not going to be that.
Not super high.
Yeah. And we're going to try, but we'll still look at the account and see if there's someone else we can meet with and stuff. And yeah. We're getting to be a little more strategic about that now. So, you know, we'll say, hey, I wanted to meet, you know, I wanted to meet Aaron, but Colin, you'll do. I'm bugging anybody. But, you know, just things like that. You know, we're being strategic now. You know, we're not doing account-based marketing, but we're being strategic.
Cool. And so in terms of when you're at the conference, I think the piece that I'm sort of like, how do you connect with 40 people, keep track of who you talked to, who you didn't talk to, who no-showed? That's got to be chaos.
Yeah, it's pure chaos, especially since a lot of times what we would do is we would double and triple book ourselves. So when we were double and triple booked in the event that people didn't show up, and so it was a lot of, hey, I'm going to be 10 minutes late. There was a lot of Ilya, you know, I was there with Ilya and Stephanie, so two of our, the CEO and another colleague of ours, a country manager for Germany. And so we would spread. So we'd say, okay, guys, I'm going to go here. You meet with this person. And then we would just go there and apologize on Ilya's behalf or whoever they were supposed to meet with.
Gotcha.
But it was just a Google sheet. It was a shared between the three of us. And what I had done is I had put all the people that we were going to meet, the times that we were going to meet them, any snippet of information we had, and then where we were going to meet them. And so it was just constantly shared between us, and we just had this thing open and running around on our phones.
Wow. So double or triple booked, but you had three people there to make sure that if you were triple booked and everybody showed up, you could handle all three.
Correct. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. Because we still wanted to have coverage to meet people that we, you know, to go around to meet the people at the booths and all that stuff as well.
Gotcha. So you were pretty much, your whole schedule was packed then, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Completely. Yeah. We didn't sit down. We rarely saw each other, which was funny. We would meet and we'd be running past each other and be like, hey, yeah, you got that one? I got that one. Okay. We showed up at a couple, we crossed paths a couple times because we, you know, didn't communicate properly, but it was right. Good.
Standing in the meetup location and you're looking over at Ilya going, why are you?
I'm like,
you're supposed to be over there. Yeah,
you're supposed to be over there.
Okay, so interesting. You guys didn't pick a one single base to try and bring everybody together.
So we did try that as much as possible, but then a lot of times people would come back to us and be like, "Hey, meet us here." Or and because we were meeting with a lot of CEOs, a lot of times what was happening is their assistants were actually booking the time in for us. So they would reach back and be like, "Okay, you know, Mr. So and so or Mrs. So and so, she's going to meet you at meeting point H." And so we were like, it's booked. Let's just meet. We'll walk around and meet them. It's a
cool. Yeah. Okay. I see how that's going to work there. So any kind of final tips for things that we've missed in the conversation here, things that people should be aware of, we're going to try something like this.
Yeah. You know, like I said, the final tips are going to be like, really don't spam the people that are coming to conference. Don't send this to everyone. We at the same time that we pulled the attendee list, you know, the key is that we went from like 1,800 down to 900, down to picking 500 that we really want to meet with. Gotcha. You know, don't spam them because that's important. They're just going to be, they're not going to be impressed by it, and the conference itself is not going to be impressed by it. Mm. And just keep in mind that you're messaging to make it around networking and meeting with them. Because that's the reason they're coming to the conference. They're coming to the conference because they want to have met some people and, you know, take advantage of that fact and go from there.
Right on, man. And really, I mean, you're at the conference, you're there to help people, but at the end of the day, I mean, you guys help other companies like us, for example, find developers, and specifically Brazilian developers. Is it just Brazilian developers right now?
No, our talent pool is worldwide. So we help senior developers worldwide who want to relocate and awesome. And look for good companies like yours.
And so like when you're meeting with founders and HR people, like you're legitimately sitting down to help them. Cause I mean, here in Vancouver, it's when I get together with, you know, other CEOs, other people that are hiring engineers, so like trying to find top engineering talent locally here. I mean, it's here, But it's just, there's not a huge pool, right? And there's certainly a growing number of engineers here, but I think the demand for those senior hires is far outstripping the supply. Somebody like what you guys are doing, you found a way to sort of genuinely show up, and you've got something that people are going to draw you into that conversation, which is great.
Yeah. And I mean, it's been great that way because people, they do want to talk to us. You know, there is that shortage right now, and they do want to, you know, it's, we're not a nice to have. We're right now, we're a must have right now for a lot of companies. So.
Yeah. Yeah. We've actually hired two from you guys in the last couple of months here, and they're working out fantastically. We're building a little, we already had one Brazilian. So we're building a mini Sao Paulo here in Vancouver.
Awesome. Yeah. I know that they're really excited and they're having a lot of fun with you guys. So.
Yeah. Yeah. They're really enjoying it. Great, Yusuf. This has been, I feel like I've learned a ton, and I actually mean that. I told you at the beginning, I wouldn't say that if I didn't actually feel it. But there's some things that came up that didn't, in this conversation, that didn't come out in our sort of pre-interview, which is great. I'm feeling, I've already invested in our next conference. But I'm thinking we're going to try this out in the fall here in conference season, with a couple and see if we can replicate your results. So I will, I'll report back probably October, November. Maybe we'll do another podcast to follow up and see, you know, how things are going for you.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. It'd be great to see, to show you our results and see if we've learned anything different and see what you guys end up coming up with as well.
Awesome. Compare and see who won. Not that.
Yeah. No, me. It's going to be an Edmonton Lethbridge thing. It'll be fine.
Totally. Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on the show today, Yusuf. This was amazing.
Hey, it was my pleasure, Colin. Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you.